names on the page than the faces I see. For a minute, some of them come yet. All right, see the ones that are here. Bennett. Harry Berger. There is David. Moshe Davis. Rafi Ice. I know he's not here. Avi Fried. Michael Goldstein. Jonathan Grossman. Jeremy Hartstein. Eric Yifrach. Avi Kilimnik. Jonathan Cohn. Aaron Kraft. Daniel Kroll. Adam Law. David Lesson. Ed Markowitz. Oh, that's you. Brian Newfield. Benjamin Roan. Yona Rothman. Elon Sonneker. Jeff Turtell. Jay Weinstein. Jeffrey Weiss. Eitan Zurikir. This is 25 are here, but that's the 25 names. Okay. I came down today. First, with extreme gratification that even though the names don't gel with the faces, but the statue group is here. It was the time when I remember when. Before Labor Day, there was almost no one around. I found a quoting remark that maybe Rabbi Avutnitzchlevach once made. This was in the days that after my day in Chaim Berlin, but also before the present situation. And also, she was started after Labor Day. It was not during the summer, no one was around. Someone once asked him about it, what's this Labor Day business? Shalom, that's the time to start. And you didn't just say Yiddish. I'll translate for you. So he said, well, with us, it's like with the family. When the children sit down at the table, we start to eat, which is stuck in my memory. But of course, when they come to the table on time, that's helpful. What I will do today is I'll just make some preliminary remarks, and I presume that the raw basic information you have. Number one, there's what we're learning. There was a time when we had autonomy on this issue, but that was withdrawn some years back. And now we learn whatever the reasons we learned in New York, although not necessarily the same Pelik, but I think this year we're learning the same. We learn Merube, which is in a sense an accurate description, inaccurate one. It's accurate in that that's the part which we'll be focusing, but inaccurate in that inasmuch as the central and Yom Shu that we'll be dealing are spread out at least two other parts in Baba Kami. And then some of the Yonim which are covered in Merube, because of the constraints of time, we'll probably have to omit. The major Yonim have to do with the Gnevi, Gzele, and Chiyuv company that. Chiyuv is also a bit of a misnomer. You've got Gnevi and Gzele, the two elements. One element is that of Kinyonim, of Ustavit Chiyuvim, Katas to pay, and circumstances to care, other circumstances to care of a Chemish, kind of pays kefil. On the other hand, they also have certain kinyonim, problematic that sounds a certain respect, might should make right, but at some point, possession in physical terms and ownership in legal terms need to coincide. And where these are totally divorced, then ownership ceases altogether. If you own a balloon and it goes skyward, if you have a ball and drops in the middle of the ocean, you're not the owner of a ball which happens to be in the middle of the ocean. You're no longer the owner of a ball altogether. We got to keep Zayla. There was an halacha in certain respects, a set of an apportionment or a division of the elements of Bailus, certain purposes. The Gazlet is considered to be a konev, a Baili. But our focus will be on both, but more primarily probably the Chiyuvim. Now this in Rube runs pretty much until probably some Chbezim of Beis. So, until some Chesim of Beis. There you have the next blot and a half. Very rich mind, but not so much regard to these in Yanim. Rather, the Lachmed of Oshir Meshusay, and the Lachmed of Ashoy. Mishad of Ayin, they're on for a number of blocks, take a bit of a detour, and a number of other general dealt with, rather a little to do with Kiran and Gazlin. That continues the Mishnah, the Fine Base of Medbeis, which deals with elements of Eidus in connection with that. You get back to the Yonim of Gneving Zeil in a purer sense. Later on, a little bit on the Fein Vov, a little bit on the Fein Ches, Ches Lein Tes. But the main element of the earlier part is Kagav and Gazlin for those first five or six blood. On the other hand, in two later Parkim, to respect of Agrizel is the ninth part, which we know in Agrizel Eitzim, and the tenth Agrizel Amaychil. These have sugyas, certain sugyas, which are crucial, critical, to deal with the Yonim Gnevei Gzeilin. And Agrizel Eitzim, that which starts at Sarah Gimel Amud Beis, that would run roughly first three blot. And I guess the Meichel, roughly, it starts with Kufir Alchem and Beis, roughly also first to be plot. So in a sense, to some extent one needs to make a decision whether to focus massively on the Kikarab and Gazlin at some sacrifice of textual continuity, or to try to maintain that continuity but at the expense of not mining totally the relevant sugyas. This is a bit of a tension which exists generally in the world of learning, since the Gemara is not so systematically worked out as we were accustomed to in other areas. I imagine we will at some point strike some kind of compromise. There's no question whether we would deal substantively, substantially, the sugyas of the two agoisels. That goes without saying. But maybe it'll be a little selective in order to try to maintain more textual continuity in the Rube. If we try to set some kind of a target, I think I would be gratified if we could finish in the Rube to Lying Bays, more or less, and the first to be brought out of the two parking. That we go at a bit of a faster pace than we've gone some other years. But inasmuch as we would be dealing with the same general matrix of concepts and yonim, it should make it easier. It's as if we were dealing with additional blot and holy new sukkahs. We'll have to give some thought what to do in the Regezleitzim when we get to Tzadik Vav Tzadik Zayin. And what, as I've said, to complement the Inyonim of Kenev and Gzele, University of Blood, the Gezel of Meichel. On the other hand, from Tzadik Vav till Daf Kuf, and the Gezel Eitzim is a very rich area. Kami and Mavin, some of very vital sugyas. But we'll have to be a little flexible about this. I don't want to draw up any kind of comprehensive syllabus at this point, because we'll have to see just how we proceed and what shape we're in. All right, that's as far as what hopefully can be anticipated. Now, there's one question that's come up for a number of years, and last year sort of came to a head, but I present it nonetheless again. For several decades, the shulim here were in Hebrew. And that poses a bit of a problem for some people, but it did not pose a problem most of the time for most of the people. Last year, a number of Bachim complained. They said that just don't understand it, they can't follow, and I think they felt to some extent the anguish of not being able to understand, and also maybe some sense of justice that they were not being fairly treated. At any rate, last year, in the middle of the year, we switched to English. There's very significant preference here. How many of you learned that school previously? All of you?
I did.
Where were you?
I did not go to Israel. I learned in Yeshiva University.
I asked who'd been in Nazi school previously.
You said I
did. You were not. I clear what these raised hands are. These are people, these are people from English who is highly preferable. These are people who have been to us Israel and it's immaterial. Maybe some hands that are not here, then maybe yes. The five of you would have difficulty. Well, that's a high proportion. All right, I guess we'll stick with the English then. As far as the scheduling is concerned, yeah, we made a switch last year also. We used to have it, well, we had different times before, but last year we switched from Tuesday night to Wednesday night. So the shooting models on Wednesday nights. Roughly speaking, depending when we finish Maghrib, from 8, it's after 8, but somewhere in that range, roughly an hour and 3/4, which is about that. Now we had for many, many years prior to the Gemara Shir, Shir and Samir year of what a broader sense of the term described as Machshove, which meant sometimes texts which were, strictly speaking, texts of Machshove, Rosh Hashanah, Zakdomis, etc. Others which touched the area of Machshove, but not being defined as part of that particular corpus. Abad al-Tayra, take one example, Piki Avis, Avis Rav Nosson. Now, I have to be frank about this. What's happened in the past years, at the beginning of the year, we have a discussion, what to learn, this and that, and they take votes, and they inform you what they want. And the fellows that did the voting don't show up. Now, maybe what do we do over here? This, I don't know whether it doesn't appeal to the people who come, whether it's hard to compete with supper, but whatever the consideration is, whatever we decide on, and I think some measure of reasonable consistency should be expected. I ask anyone to sign on or to take attendance and check how often a person is here or is not here. But I think if a person indicates he wants we should learn something, that means we should learn something. That should be some kind of personal commitment. Admittedly, some people are interested in hearing Machshava altogether. But they should not be. I think they should be, but certainly people far greater than myself have not been. But if we're to have this, I think there should be some sense of commitment. At the very least, that those people who are not planning to come, who are planning not to come, should be refrained from taking a position. I don't know whether it's properly discussed at this point, because the names that are here clearly only minority are present. Do you have any ideas?
Maybe we hung up a sign to vote for different possibilities. I'm not sure if everyone who voted
is planning to come.
Right.
It's a representation without taxation.
So maybe we should hang up a second vote with telling people that if you vote, then it's a commitment to come as well, and see how that vote comes out.
Well, first give me some ideas to what...
The leading vote was Tanya of the Alter Rebbe.
That's not a ballpark for me. It's an important text, but I don't have the expertise. I don't want to fool anybody. At least I don't want to fool myself. I'm not saying you should learn it, but for that you need somebody else.
The second one is Emunah Bitachon.
So what is it?
Emunah Bitachon.
Al-Khazanish. Or that would be talking about the Ramban, but which are we talking about?
Chazanish.
The small volume of Igros al-Chazanish, I'm going to be talking, which we did several years ago, is also in the in those volumes, Kitva Ramban, which Chevelle edited. There's also a fair lengthy presentation that I'm going to be talking. Whether that is indeed the Ramban is questionable. Rav Chevelle has a long discussion about that. Of course, he has a bit of a bias to begin with, to try to include as much material as possible in the corpus of the Ramban. If one wants to deal with either of the texts or both, there's another option, which would be to take this in a sense as a topic, and then draw upon these as in organizing the topic. But it should be clear, Chazanish particularly deals there with many matters which are not narrowly speaking related to the themes I'm going to be talking, but these are popularly understood. So if one was to take that as a text, then I have no problem with that. I would just say two things. Number one, so that's fine, but bear in mind that doesn't cover all that's relevant to Munim Bitochin, and not everything that's there relates to Munim Bitochin. Also, bear in mind, it shouldn't take a year to go through that. So, that would entail breaking up the year, which is, of course, no tragedy.
So many people voted for the Tanya that now the Rebbe decided not for the Tanya, they think we definitely have to have another vote because the Tanya won by five or six votes. So, I think that now the list is almost, the vote is almost completely null and void because Tanya was...
Say that. Right. I'm not imposing my will. I'm just being candid. And I said, hey, we'll leave that open for the time being. And you'll let me know what the relative options are. And
I'll take another vote.
Cast the vote.
I'll call Rebbe in the next few days and let Rebbe know.
Okay. Now, just a few words with regard to what we'll be learning. In one respect, it's narrower than Baba Kama. In another respect, taking the overall view as Chazal had it, it's part of a broader complex. I mentioned the Monica Zalesim, first test in Babasa, which I'm learning it elsewhere. Refers to the Gemara in Gezalitzim, which says, speaks of Asechas Dezikin, all three Babas to be one Mesichta. In this respect, well, you understand what the titles are. Baba Kama, Baba Asa, Baba Metzia, as we would say, Shah 1, Shah 2, Shah 3. And but in Chazal and Gemara, there are also Midrashim, the well-known Midrash in Parshat Betzera, which speaks of the contrast between a fool and a simpleton on the one hand, and Chochem on the other. That fool comes to this Midrash, he says, see somebody learning, what are you learning? They're learning Kalim, they're learning Ezekiel. Of course, he throws up his hands in despair and he says, 30 parking Kalim, 30 parking Ezekiel, who's ever going to have time to finish that? And he leaves. And the Chacham says, well, how do the other people learn it? One Mishnah a day, two Mishnahs a day, and we make it. So, the one end, said Ezekiel, Chazal saw the general complex. She has specific sections. The other Merubah is part of a much larger unit, but it is itself felt it's not doesn't cover all the yomim related to Baba Kama. We got the Babas, just bear in mind, and again it's not really what we're doing over here. Of the three Babas, Baba Kama is the one which deals most clearly with Nezikin. But Metzia deals very, very little with it. Very little. There are things there which impinge upon the Zikin, but relatively little. Babasa, first two parking somewhat more. Thereafter, also by large, you leave that behind. So it shows some sense of the overall structure. And Baba Kama itself, roughly speaking, the Masechta breaks down into two halves, although there's one chunk in the second half which needs to be understood. The first six parakim deal by and large with Nezek, in the narrowest sense of the term, Abbas Nezikin, Chiyuv Nezikin, Tashlumei Nezikin, etc., etc. And it forms pretty much a corpus. Part of the difficulty of learning Baba Kama is that if you learn part of it, not the other half, it's not just Chatzi Dovo in the quantitative sense, but qualitatively also you don't understand certain aspects, you don't understand others either. The second half deals with Nezikin too, but different kind of Nezikin. Which number one, Al Pi Halach, is defined separately. Different lava, different isurim, has to do so much with inflicting damage upon one's property or person as it does with stealing property, appropriating property, etc. There's one unit there which is in the second part, which seems to belong more in the earlier part, and this is Perek Achor with the eighth parak. Part of the answer to that, of course, is that isn't chayv lemazik, damaging property and damaging a person. There's two different kinds of doing violence, and there's something to the violence of chayvul which is more in line with the violence of Kedev Uxele. That's what's doing there. But still, you know, if we had been planning, we still might have put Chayv Lamazik together with the earlier part. But at any rate, broadly speaking, this is the vision of the Masich. Whether there was some juncture to which the two prayers of the Masich come together, part of it being part of the general world of Zikin, is a question, halacha, as to whether a ganav can also be chuyev as a mazik. The prime minister will tell which he thinks that he can, but that is not very central to what we'll be doing with. So we will, in the background, have the first half of Mokame, but in terms of what we're dealing with, we'll not have much recourse to the first half, but we'll have recourse. Cross references I mentioned before, one park to the next, of the other three parkim, apart from Echayel. Now, with regard to our port of entry, the prevalent practice is, and there's good reason to be critical of it, and also good reason to be approving of it. The Mishnah starts at Sof Reis Mabez with a comparison of the Dalet Vehei and the Chiyuv of Kefil. But then, the next minute or so, the other part of the Mishnah comes later on, turned into Ganev as opposed to Ganev, and what objects are within or outside the scope of the Chiyuv Ganev Ganev Uxele. Then one respect focuses on Ganev Uxele, another respect brings us in face-to-face with other areas, because many of the miyutim, not a question of Balechayim, but many of the other miyutim, Kakoyes, Shtoris, Avodim, apply a number of other areas as well, and we'll be dealing with that when we get to it. This takes us down to the middle of Samach Gimel Amid Beis, at most it's the middle of Samach Gimel Amid Aleph, most of Gimel Amid Beis. The next half and a half, you don't deal so much with new concepts as with the Alfusis, and this is somewhat, in some respects, simpler to deal with, in other respects, more difficult. We'll go through that, but probably quickly. The plunge back into the Molam Shepard of Aruba comes to some Chebed Aleph. Kiran Kesh Gonav, etc. So what we'll be doing, we'll get to the paragraph, say about that, a word about that in a moment, is starting Merubah, we'll deal in a serious way the first plot, roughly the first plot. The next half and a half we'll go more quickly, and then as I said, get back the Surah Samachay. Now, prior to this, I think it would be good to give us a bit of an overview, particularly some of the people aren't here yet, with regard to the whole area of expropriating other people's property. The primary lavim, of course, are neighboring Zayla, but there's a whole list of others which in one form or another relate to this. And I'll try to survey those, at least to deal with the basic core aspects of it, the curse of Sukkim, and the halachas that are relevant. What I'm suggesting is that we'll devote and probably take up the bulk, if not all, of the first year to deal with this overall survey, and then to begin to deal with the sugyas seriatim. I'll tick off more or less a list, which I guess I should have prepared. produced. I'll try to get it to you. Roughly speaking, a dozen or so. Graving Zele will deal with you extensively, so for the time being, we'll look at it more briefly. So we must look ahead. Question of what's where the line is drawn to Graving Zele. Primary series of Fine Testament Bays, and the Ramam of the Rabbi Gimel Chazale. Now the Pasik Doshim Rasash Visrach Rosig Zol. Question is, what does Oshek entails? That's in Sugim Babitzir of Kuf Yud Aleph, just prior to the Mishnah. And again, the Rambam, at the beginning of the Gzil of Aveda, deviates from what we have in the Gemara, and this is something which needs to be dealt with as well. Somewhat tangential to this family is the Issa Alonis Chasochir. Chasochir means if you delay payment, where eventually you're going to pay, but you don't pay on time. So meanwhile, you're holding on to the money, which you are obligated to pay. How that stands. Whether this is to be viewed as simply a kalvor, you're selling money, and you don't pay. So the pasuk says, "Lo yivarash v'lo yishalim," but if he delays payment, the customer understanding is this is not common to gzeila, unless in certain circumstances. Lo es chasochi was his special status in the Gemara, and that is within the context of the Gemara Mitzir some chalav mitbeis, some chalav adalf. I'm sorry. The Gemara asks, why do you need a separate psukim for Gezel, Hibis, and Enoe? It could all have been derived from a single text. See that up in the Gemara over there. And of course, the psukim which deal with Hibis and the Torah respectively in Pahal and in Kiseitse. That context would deal somewhat with Ribis as such. At that end, I would suggest this. In the Gemara Sabach Beis of Aleph in Bamitzir, with regard to someone who took Ribis and then died with the Josh Bechur to return it, the Hashba, the Ritva, Alatar. Likewise, if it's Kedushin, Vav and Mitbeis, similarly, what the degree of knowledge of the Ribis and Gezel. It has to do with the Chiv, the Hashav of Ribis. Is it parallel to what is the parallel of the Hashav of Gezel and Gnevi? And that question comes with regard to Enoe as well. With regard to Enoe, the Psukiba in Bahar, and there too, the question of the chiyuv hashor sinai and what is subsumed. When we got to ribis, we see the machlokes Rabban and the Rambam. The Rambam doesn't count ribis; does not count ribis. But Rabban counts ribis, hashor's ribis, hashemis asay, and the list of mitzvahs that he has, the asay for mitzvahs, which the Rambam, according to his view, omitted, neglected, forgot, includes that. Gesessler explains that the Rambam thought that Hashem's Ribi is to be before Hashem's Gezel, and everything was separate, I say. Same question comes about to Enoe, which the Mokka of the Chiva Shavu of Enoe, that is not discussed in the Gemara, nor to the best of my knowledge in the Shoenim, to the Shuan, but Mitzim, but Tesman Beis talks about it, I want to see there. We got another lav. We read it in this week's parsha, Sukkos Kvul, Sukkos Kvul Reacho, and does that entail Gnevi and Gzele or not? You can look at the Sifri Alfanot and the Rambam Perek Zayin Hilchos Geneva. Two more lavim, which are included in this coming week's parsha. The Yisrael got to Poel. He's working, so he has rights to take up to certain what he's working on. He can munch something, but it says about Kerichol Esite. He can't take a basket full of food home for his children. Is that a separate lav? Is that a form of Zayla? How do we got there? Likewise, Yisrael Mishkalos, which is primarily in Bavitsiya, in Babasra, Peches, if I remember correctly, and that also in the Rambam Perek Zayin Hilchos Geneva. In addition to these, which involve the acts of appropriation, one level or another of Mammon, the others which are a bit more amorphous. Primarily, Lesachmir, Lesisavir, these are Sifri discussed right in Sifri in West Chanan. Rambam the Raivin in Pakalov Filchetes, Filchis Gzel of Aveda. And the Gemara Rishim primarily dealt with two places. One is about Mitzvah Firmat Beis. He's a person over on the Sachmer if he makes the money, if he gives the money. That's the Gemara over there. And also the last few lines in Mitzvah Bokarna Sonach Beis and Akainis, same issue. Chamsan, etc. The other focus is in Gemara Sanhedrin of Sachmer Firmat Beis. There's also someone who pays, who takes an object forcefully, pays money. Is he able or not? And there's a tesis there, which is parallel to the tesis of Mitzvah Lefei Mitbeis. Unless may call itself. Lesisabe is parallel to Lesachme. The more distinction between Lesachme and Lesisabe that you've seen Sifri and Rashi are for not right on one level, and Rambam towards the end of Pekal B'chazir Babed at another level. Another area which is marginally related, but not again the physical association of an object, is with regard to Shavuot. Shavuot in two respects. There are, of course, general lavim with regard to Shavuot Shekel. Either la Shavar, if I swear about a prior reality, or la Haba, it could be what you made for the future, but I don't live up to it. With regard to Mammon, there are two factors which stand out. One is a separate lav, Shavuot with regard to Mammon. That's in Parshat Kedoshim, the Kaddish Hashem LeCaesar, Shavuot Shmir HaShavuot, Shavuot Shmir HaShoker. That's with regard to the lav of Mammon. And in the Rambam, you find it. All of the Shavuot. And this relates to Shavuot HaPikudim. Shavuot HaPikudim is a sequence where a person is holding an object to somebody else and falsely is nishba that he doesn't have it, and then admits he does have it. In that case, he Chayiv Keren Chaimish and an Oshom or the Sham Gzeilus. This can be understood in two ways, and I'll discuss it when we get to it. Either as another form of Gzeila, another form of Shvah Shekel. But it's the gut Mechayiv. But certainly the possibility that it is indeed related to Gzeila exists. We'll talk about when we get to it. This, I think, is a reasonably complete list. There are some other Isurim, but I'm sure we'll deal with that. But we got to a Malva who seizes a Mashkin, as we turn it on time. Maybe we'll deal with that as well. Right, all of this, as I said, will be hopefully dealt with in the preliminary shiur, which is a week from Wednesday. And then we'll plunge into the Inyan proper, unless we finish this most less time. I think we don't need the whole shiur for it. And then for yourselves, once you go through the various prayers that are said over here, start the perek. Now, I will counsel you. After the beginning, the first thing without Tainan is Ganev. There is an obvious issue, and this is to what extent Tainan is Ganev is the same cloth as Ganev. It's a parallel track, a variant of the same track. It's an important issue, but one which we'll deal with more fully, we'll get to later on. So I'll raise it at this point, but not much beyond that. Then you get to the Miutim. We never did Rabban Olam because of our Pesha, etc. And here's sort of a very strange Shabbos in the Gemara. That'll take you down until five lines from the bottom of Samach Gimel. Shema Meribuyu. That pretty much is one unit. I've got to the Miutim. You would do well to look at parallel sugyas, similar to what we have over here. And this is in two respects. Number one, other places we have a miut, hekdesh, karkois, etc. Look at the Mishnah in Shavuos, Mabez, and Mabez, and the Gemara which deals with its miutim. Parallel Mishnah, Bamitzir, Nidvav, Amidalf at the bottom. And again, what the miutim are over there. That you'll find in the Gemara of Nun Zayin Amud Beis. What you remember, the whole Shlosh Karkois. When we got to Hekdesh, that's the Tesis over here, at the top, Hirum HaRachmane. I don't believe we'll get to that for sure now, the first year. But everybody wants to look at, check this against the Rambam, Aleph, stencils of Reb Chaim, the well-known shtickle, which deals with this, and you can find it over there. Well, that'll give you a good jump start. Right, needless to say, I hope that we'll have a very productive year, one that you find challenging. I say challenging, I'm not just about this particular shiur, but its totality. Once you give you the opportunity to learn Torah and to learn Torah in Eretz Yisrael. Some of you already have experienced this, and I hope that it left a taste for repeating the experience. And it's almost certain one who is sensitive both to Kedushas Mokum and Kedushas Torah should be aware of the meaning of their conjunction and make that quite apart from the fact that hopefully many of the diversions that they have back home in New York, you don't have over here, in the positive vein. I said, you don't have to sue Meira, but you have that say Tov, feeling what it is to learn Torah, but still come for Ashkina. All right, we'll roll up our sleeves and try to engage Chazal Simcha Kesef Aleichu, Shetu Amilim B'Teira, let there be much Omol and hopefully much Teira. Is there anything else that I didn't touch on that I want to raise?
The Rosh Hashanah normally, like I said, I recall, goes into a list of Svarim on the Sabbath
day. Yes, thank you. I meant to do that in the slip of my mind. Yes, you're right. With regard to particularly the primary Shem of the Kamek, some of the most familiar are absent, but it's not Amroi Melachis Yeshiva as well, and there that's a relative desert. But Mokam is certainly far from that. Broadly speaking, to speak of various traditions amongst the Rishonim, amongst the Balei Tais, the Par Tais, and Afanot, there was no taste of Rosh on Baba Kama, but there was a taste of Bnei Peretz, and an extremely interesting and useful volume of Talmud Rabbeinu Tam, which is published by Habloy, those red Sfarim that you might be familiar with. The problem is it deals very, very little with the part that we'll be learning. For the first half of Baba Kama, is a wonderful source in many respects. But then you should be familiar with it. There's the Ruah Baba Kame, which, unlike the Ruah and Mayid and Tfilis and Noshim, where you have there an amalgam of some kind of potpourri where it's very difficult to find your way around. And the Zikin, he goes more or less straight. And in many cases, you have things there which are part of the Masechta Bavli Taisa, which are not in Taisa Afanot. Amongst Chachmei Sfarad, here there's a relative dearth. I don't have the slightest shadow of a doubt that Rabban wrote Chiddushim Mabal Kame, but they have come down to us. Either as the Ritva, either as the Chiddush Aran, all of these exist in Bava Mitzvah Vasil, as I mentioned before. So this whole Bas Medrash is essentially represented by the Rashba, a very worthy representative, and if you had to pick one Rishon to work with, even if the others were there, pick the Rashba nonetheless. But the ability to compare nuances and phraseology and like the Yukim, which we enjoy, and we have parallel texts, that is much more limited over here. But you do have, in other respects, the Ravid, which is in two versions, that which is edited by Atlas, which is the more common one, and another one which goes to the same volume, that's a separate volume. Another volume which, together with Kedushin and a little bit of something else, I forget which is what. But Atlas's text is the full of the ritual. There's the media, of course, which is familiar from other Masechtas. There's a volume of Rabbi Yenison, also one of Chachmei Provence, like the Rabbi Namiri. It doesn't add very much, again. It says too much to get from over there. There's material, some which is useful, other than Sichtas and Geinim. It's Geinim is very, very limited in comparison with. But you have to say the Noshim, which is much fuller. And Ezekiel, there's less. Yerushalmi, of course, we'll try to learn as it comes up relative to the issues we should be dealing with. The some elements that they sefta are critical. Sefta Kipshuta, which is a gold mine in other areas, here too is very thin. And it's written of Shaliman's latter days, and not the fully represented of his powers. Amongst Achreinim, there's some which are on the Daf. I guess Yeshua is the best known. The Chaim is also fairly widely used. But then there's Shulchan Aruch and its environs, it's a good deal. And the Yonim which we're dealing with over here, you don't have the same fullness and depth that you have in some of the earlier parts. If you want to see the full power of the Shach, it's in Cheshem Mishpat, much more so than Yerodeya, but it's not so much the Cheshem Mishpat over here. I don't know whether he felt he exhausted the topics previously or ran out of time. And I can't imagine he ran out of energy. But anyway, it's much thinner. But some of that slack is picked up in the Tzeis and the Sivis, which have many critical, central discussions, major points, which are further when we get to them. There's a small sefer written by a person who's written a number of very, very fine sefarim. Someone in Bnei Brak, Ployeth is the name. His name. The name of the Sefer is Pri Moshe. There's Sfarim in different areas, the Shavuos and Mila and the Shabbos. It's a way of having fairly easy access to what's currently in vogue within the Shivish world. Same function which the stipend fulfills for many people as well, Kilas Yaakov, but very, very yanni and comprehensive. I recommend it highly. It's not a substitute for anything of shining, but I find it very worthwhile. Let's see if I've gotten anything. Right, there are different veins, for those who have the time and the patience to go wait through Rav Rusin's volume, the Yad Sefer Mavakamim, which is widely used, and which relates to our part of the Sikht as well. I think that's about it. Yeah, and I mentioned amongst the Bala Tesis there was some which I didn't allude to previously. The Ravon has on Baba Kame. In the Sugi of Arshoya we'll find much both in the Ravon and the Ravid, but that if I remember myself anything else, I've forgotten. I'll fill it next time. Alright, we meet this Shem a week from Wednesday night. Okay. Just let me get the name straight. You can't see them for yourselves. There we go, the bottom of the list. Yeah.
Jay Weinstein.
Andrew
Markowitz.
correct?
Rabbi Eisenhan, oh yes.
Jeff Turtell.
Who's it?
Jeff Turtell.
Turtell.
Ryan Newfield.
Michael Goldstein.
Tavi Lessing.
Who's it?
Lessing.
Lessing.
Jonathan Grossman.
Adam Law.
Ari Berger.
Okay. Well, that's one of these short. Pull two.